Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Unfortunately, my beautiful real, my girlfriend, you know her as my beautiful wife, Katasha Riley. She can't be with us today because she is at the Overflow Salon Barber Shop. Amen. Hey, listen, welcome again to the Gabby Award-winning show known as Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Your boy is truly Gerald Riley. Hey, listen. We are broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia to Eufaula, Alabama and surrounding areas. And today's Sunday conversation, I'm in the studio with three amazing men I never met before, but I've seen them speak before at a forum. So, gentlemen, could you please introduce yourself one by one?
Oh, man. Hello. My name is Joshua Glass. I'm the president of Collegiate 100.
Outstanding.
Good afternoon. My name is Charlie Martin. I'm the secretary for Collegiate 100.
Outstanding.
Good afternoon, everybody. So, Marian Gardner, the health and wellness chef for Collegiate 100.
Outstanding. Outstanding. When I look at these young men, they just remind me of the days when I was in college. I wasn't focused, but these men look like they're focused and locked in. Are you focused and locked in, gentlemen?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, sir.
Okay. They kind of remind me of the Migos. I mean, I'm kind of old, but they look famous. But how have you guys been doing, man?
Yes, sir. You want to start it off, Mr. Glad?
Go ahead, Mr. President. How have you guys been doing?
Oh, we're doing all right, man. We're ready for the semester end, you know, getting finals knocked out and all. Helping students move out, as well as ourselves trying to transition back from the school setting over to, you know, going back home and then retransitioning from that standpoint. A lot of guys, they're either graduating, got some that are returning, and even some incoming freshmen that we're anticipating to meet with.
I'll say, any summer jobs? No summer job? Internships?
No, for me, yeah, I'm in the process right now. Got a conditional offer of employment with Georgia State Patrol, so I'll be starting that in July, 122nd Trooper School.
Outstanding. Yes, anybody else?
Yes, sir. Marian. I'm really waiting to hear back from the company called Symmetra for my cybersecurity internships. I did 3 rounds with them, but I'm excited to get the semester over with too. A couple of finals this week should knock them out.
Outstanding. All right.
Charlie Martin here. I'm really just ready for the semester to get over with so we can start back planning for next semester, anticipating move-in day to start recruiting the incoming freshmen, and really just been studying for finals for the most part.
Man, I knew these guys looked totally locked in. Hey, listen. Today's Sunday conversation is called the Collegiate 100. I'm going to say that again. Today's Sunday conversation is called the Collegiate 100. So that's a great segue to my first question. What is the Collegiate 100?
Yeah, sure. I'm so glad you asked. Collegiate 100 is pretty much a national organization on the collegiate level that in partnership with 100 Black Men of America. And recently or in the past, we've been at a stalemate. And we took this semester in order to pretty much reestablish ourselves within the community, on campus as well, and to recruit as many CSU students as predominantly males, in order to have them engaged in the community.
Okay, outstanding. Now, when was the Collegiate 100 established, and for what reason was it established?
Sure. So, Collegiate 100, and primarily for our chapter, sometime around 2013 was when really it was established. Even goes back to early 2010s.
Okay, outstanding.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Okay, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with, I believe, the president, the treasurer, and vice president? Treasurer? Okay, the president.
President, treasurer. Yeah, secretary.
And the health and wellness. Health,
yep.
Yes, man, look, I'm old, man.
You're all good.
I catch back up.
Yeah.
Okay, now, can women join your group? Because I know y'all don't have no females with you guys.
No, so with our group, no, they can't. It's not just to be, you know, discriminatory or anything, but at CSU they have something called Collegiate Women. And that's something that we do, you know, we both similarity as far as mentorship, community service. But they have their own thing, we got our own thing, you know.
Okay, now do you guys ever work together?
We do, definitely. Collaborations as far as mental health. I've been working with some mayoral candidates, doing, what was it, like bakeries and fundraising events that we do as well. Yep, ice cream socials yesterday.
Mm-hmm. An ice cream social?
Yes. Yeah.
Please elaborate.
Yeah.
Elaborate. What is an ice cream social?
Ice cream social.
The Ice Cream Social.
What is it?
Yeah, so Ice Cream Social pretty much all it is. Semester's going around, you know, it's coming to a close. You're high in energy, trying to get your finals knocked out. And this is just opportunity. Hey, let's sit down, eat ice cream, talk about whatever it is on your mind. And it's just something of a relaxed state, you know.
Now, what kind of ice cream?
Oh, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Got your toppings, what, like your sprinkles and gummy bears. Yeah. Yep.
Now, that's what's up. I like that. An ice cream social. Mm-hmm. We definitely going to have to implement that at the barbershop.
No, definitely.
Okay. But because you young men are college men, so I want each of you to explain to me why education is so important. Now, each of you, not just the president.
Each of us. That's fine. All right, so I'm from Camilla, Georgia, and if you look it up, it'll say we're the poorest city in Georgia. Being around there, you'll notice, like, you don't want to be here. You want to make it far. You want to be further up, get ahead in life on things. So I came to college in hopes to get an education, get a career where I can make money. And my goal is to be a philanthropist so I can get back to my community.
Outstanding. Now, what is Camilla? I just came to Camilla literally Sunday. What is the name?
Camilla. It's not known for anything. We do produce some great athletes, like the Mitchell Baker era, but it's just a very, very small town.
A lot of fields, agriculture.
Yeah, agriculture.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
So, me being from Albany, Georgia, is
just came through Albany, Georgia too.
Same with Camilla. It's kind of a small place. We do have three high schools, but in the past, before when most people graduate from high school in Albany, they get stuck in a cycle of just staying in Albany, Georgia. So, me going to college as an education major, I feel like education is important because the youth is our future. So, you have to be able to show the youth that they can leave their city, or in general, they can learn more information and go off and get careers, get jobs, make money, and they can then go back and return, give their community. Because me, myself, when I graduate CSU, my plan is to go back home and teach for a while. So,
outstanding. Matter of fact, I charged up in Albany, Georgia. They have a Tesla charger. I don't know exact location, but I just know they have like 9 Tesla chargers.
You got a Tesla?
My wife have a Tesla.
Oh, okay. That's nice. As for me, you know, set aside from Albany and Camilla, you know, I would say Thomasville, as far as our accolades, you know, it stretched back in the 90s and beyond. You know, like, you got Heisman great Charlie Ward Jr.
He right, that's
won
right,
the Heisman Trophy
right.
Winning back in 93. I didn't go to high school with him, but, you know, I went of to course. High school that he attended, Thomas County Central High School. And even stretching even farther than that, you know, our former Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin III.
Really?
He was from Thomasville. Okay. Yes, sir. Yep. So family down there still, the Austin family. And then, you know, just as far as educational for me is my family is mainly with us that we're a small town, you know, grew up in the countryside.
Right, near Florida.
Yeah, and a lot of times there are opportunities. Then, like, for example, with my dad, my granddad, he was a World War II vet. Okay. And back then, you know, you'll know about the GI Bill and all.
Right.
But in his instance, it was, you can only use it for one child. And there were 7 of them. It was 7 children, 5 brothers, 3 sisters. And with my dad, he didn't have the opportunity to go to school because of the inability, you know, just the lack of knowledge, knowing right. that, hey, you can send all of your kids to school. And for me to have the opportunity, as well as my sister, to go and get a higher education, that's something of importance for me.
Outstanding. I love it. Now, as I was reading the bio on your organization, I noticed that mentorship was also on there. So I want you, President, to tell me, why is mentorship so important?
Sure. So with mentorship, definitely with us, it's of importance because I'll just start with as far as the students. You're mainly looking as for ones that are freshmen that are coming out of that high school setting, and they're saying, well, what is it that I can do in school besides getting an education? A lot of times the first thought in your head is a party. You know, you want to go
right.
out and have fun. And there's no issue with that. But also, if you can have a established background or established group of young men or even women as well, with collegiate women and other organizations that are out at CSU, then you can create that bond. And from there, as far as mentorship, that we go within the organization or within the community as well as the campus and pull them aside and say, hey, here's something that we can help with. Maybe it's academics, maybe it's mental health. Maybe it's physical fitness, you know, whatever it is, how's it that we can help you and that we can also help each other in the long run to become better and to even for the, you know, black community as well on campus, what is it that we can do to spark attention while we're here?
Man, I tell you, you guys are 3 very impressive young men. The composure, the way you guys speak on the radio, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The future is bright. with you guys. Now I want to talk to Mr. Chameleon. Tell me about why is economic empowerment so important? You being from a small town, not a lot of industry there. So tell me, why is it so important to you?
Economic empowerment is very, very important to me because everybody needs money. Everybody needs money, money management, ways to invest, knowing how to save and things like that. So just joining Collegiate 100 and, come on, man, don't do that. But joining Collegiate 100 and learning as much as I can from these guys. Like Joshua, learned about accountability from him, holding myself accountable, knowing that I should save for this, I should budget for this. Okay, I should, if I know I have to pay this, I can't get this. So knowing how to balance my wants and needs, really just that. It's really just that.
Okay, in your opinion, what's more important, money or money management?
In my opinion, money management. You can have all the money in the world. If you don't know how to manage it, it'll leave you. So that's why we see a lot of athletes go broke and things like that. But it's not just the love of money. It's what I can do with it.
I followed this one guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he said that if he was broke today, in less than a year, he'd be a millionaire because he had money management knowledge and skills. But he said if you give a person who has no money management millions of dollars in less than a year, they will be broke.
That's true.
And so I know it's important. Why is money management important to you?
So to me, money management is important because when it comes to like terms like financial freedom and what's the word? Empowerment, like family wealth. Mm-hmm. So if you can't manage your money, you won't be able to save money, not only for future generations, but for instance, like for me, if I'm being honest, my parents, they didn't have a college fund set aside for me because when they were growing up or as I was growing up, their money management wasn't the best. So me coming to school, I've seen as when I get older, when I have kids, when I plan to have kids, I need to be able to manage my money so I can have funds set aside for the future generations that come after me. And not being able to manage your money, you won't have the skill to do that.
You know, money management is very important, but this next question I'm about to ask, without this, there's no money management. So I want to talk about health and wellness. So let's talk about how important is health and wellness for young men like yourself? Because you guys are what, 20 in the 20s,
18, 19?
19. 22. See, I'm old enough to be 22. Yeah. But I'm old enough to be all y'all dads, possibly granddad. Yeah. But why is health and wellness so important?
So I would say, especially for in our community, the Black male community, mental health is something that's not talked about a lot.
Most definitely.
And it's not talked about a lot when it comes to growing up as young Black men, we feel like we can't express our emotions. We can't cry. We can't talk about our emotions. And that leads to us holding a lot of stuff in, bottling emotions. And it can come out the wrong way, come out as anger. It comes out as stereotypes that people perceive us as. And not being able to have a good mental state, it can also just basically ruin your other aspects in life. So not being able to manage your money, not being able to go about your day, not even being able to work some days if you can't have like a sound body and a sound mind. That's what I'm trying to say, basically. If you can't have a sound body and sound mind, it'll ruin their other aspects of life over time. And you might not even notice it till like 10, 15 years down the line, you will realize at this point in my life, I wasn't the best mentally. That's why I couldn't work. I couldn't get my grades right. I couldn't do nothing in life, but it just was sad. But yeah. If you can't have like a right mental state and you can't be healthy with your body as well, you truly can't do anything else.
Man, I love that. What about you, Mr. Thompson?
Sure. And I hate to ask this, but if you don't mind going over the question one more time, so I won't miss it, you know.
Okay. What part does health and wellness play in being a part of your group?
Yeah, sure. So health and wellness, definitely. I know we always stress about academics, you know,
right,
getting your grades right, making sure that you're staying attentive in class.
Right, right.
But even so, as far as with us, we like to be competitive sometimes.
Most definitely.
You know, and that's just in general, you know, from male, female, whoever it is. But even with like with myself, you know, I've come from a military background. I'm currently serving in reserves right now, been in 5 years. And even with the guys that are standing with me or that are here at the radio station now and even abroad on campus, that sometimes we have friendly competitions. Who is it that sometimes, you know, we may do like a friendly competition as far as wrestling, you know.
Right.
We, at one point, we had thought of ideas to collaborate with one of the other organizations, getting a walk in. And send us as far as not even having admissions for that, but, you know, helping out with Feeding the Valley, getting donations for canned goods. But with all of that to say, it's mainly of importance that we stay fit, we stay active. Because even whenever we get older, which we will, you know, it's going to catch up with 2 years, regardless of, you know, working out. Even, yes, you're going to have injuries, but at the same time, how is it that you can keep your body in the right mindset? How is it that you can remain fit?
Man, you're right. Not, you in the National Guard?
The Reserves.
Okay, what's your MOS?
91 Bravo. That wheel vehicle mechanic.
Okay. Yes, oh, that chain, because it used to be 63 Bravo. Mm-hmm. Then you get promoted to E7.
Yep.
But nevertheless, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Go ahead and say your name.
Joshua Glass.
Charlie Martin.
And Amarian Gartner.
And what's the name of your organization? Tan up a mic.
Sure. So it's the Collegiate 100 Talented Chimps Chapter at Columbus State University.
Now, what chapter is this?
The Talented Chimps Chapter.
The Talented. Okay.
Tenth. Yes, sir.
The talented 10.
Yes, sir.
I was tongue-tied. I know, right? The talented 10. Okay, great segue to my next question. Is the Collegiate 100 just restricted to CSU, or is it in other colleges?
No. So as mentioned before, it's national. It spans from any university that has established themselves to have a chapter at their institution. And with us, we're trying to bridge that gap as far as cohesion and communications with other organizations and chapters, such as Kennesaw State, Savannah State, reaching out to FAMU as well, and not just, you know, to steal ideas or to anything with recruitment, but more so of how is it that we can help each other? You know, how is it that we can build from what we may not know, and they may have information or resources as to, you know, that we can gain from them as well. And just an example, we just had our annual banquet, our induction ceremony, and we didn't have a script going for ourselves. And we reached out to Savannah State, and shout out to their president as well, Mr. Sidney Mumford. He helped out and gave us a full script, and we tweaked it from there and worked it out. And congratulations to our 24 inductees, including Mr. Charlie Martin and Marion Gardner, as far as being inducted into our chapter here at CSU and taking on those next roles of leadership.
Okay. Yes, now, can freshmen join the Collegiate 100?
Of course.
Yes, so it doesn't matter what grade you're in?
No.
But you're a senior?
A junior.
Okay, you're a junior?
Mm-hmm. Freshman.
Freshman?
Senior.
Okay, outstanding. Now, let's talk about why is understanding government so important to the Collegiate 100?
Okay, that's a great question. So I'll say understanding government is...
Let me rephrase that. Why is being involved in student government important to the Collegiate 100? Because you say government, that's a broad thing. So student government.
So I would say for student government, especially since CSU is a, I'll say, medium-sized campus, a lot of decisions that are made by our student government or our SGA. So being involved with them, we have direct access to make decisions with them and help make decisions that either benefit students or not benefit students. As we see on social media or in person, students, they'll complain about certain things. But when they have the ability to fix these issues, they won't use these abilities. As far as we have the SGA forms, you can send an email. The SGA, they also have a student page. Even with us, C100, you can send us a DM, hey, we have an issue with this. We would go to forms and we could talk to the SGA forms and tell them about these student issues. So with us being involved in student government and having access so close with our SGA association, for us, it's just easier as far as like trying to basically just help students, I'll say, especially since, what's the main complaint on campus I'm trying to think of? What's something bad on campus that, like, y'all know the students talk about a lot? Parking. That's a big one. I know they give out parking tickets like that. So I know for a lot of students, they'll complain, like, on Instagram, social media, but we have these forums that no one goes to except student, other RSOs, registered student organizations. But they will come to us and be like, hey, I just got a parking ticket. I'm tired of parking tickets being so high. But they don't know how to get access to student government to speak to them. So having access to orgs like Collegiate 100, Collegiate Women, SGA, FAPS, NAACP, it gives you a direct access to talk to your student government leaders on campus.
Outstanding. So since we're on the radio, we reach about 5,000 to 6,000, 7,000 people every Sunday. So let's go ahead and do a shameless plug about the Collegiate 100. Why should someone join the Collegiate 100? Young man thinking about going to CSU, or you might go to attend another college. Why should they join the Collegiate 100? Come on, this is a commercial, man.
I got it.
This is a commercial, man.
So as we were here earlier, this week, first thing we emphasize, you got to be a student at CSU.
That's right.
You got to put in that application. You guys, whoever it is that's listening right now, especially to the young men that have aspirations of going to school, getting that education. If you guys can understand how to play video games, you guys can get on that computer and type in Columbus State University. First thing it'll take you to is say, create you. And that create you message can mean anything, whether it's you want to create a lifestyle that you want in the long run, that after your 4 years you want a career, or you're creating something in which that is totally feasible and it's up to your imagination. But as far as the target is with Collegiate 100 is that we want you. You know, if you are familiar with that sign with Uncle Sam, he's pointing at yourself or he's pointing at you. He's like, we want you to join the armed services. Well, we want you to join Collegiate 100. And for us, like I said, again, you have to be a student at CSU. Once you're a student at CSU, that first initial semester, which is fall, come in. We'll be on Instagram. We'll have flyers going around. We'll even have guys on ground recruiting. Oh, yeah, even moving day. Yep, moving day as well. Once you get accepted and all, you come into moving day, we'll have people in T-shirts, even if they don't have a T-shirt. Hey, I'm part of C100. What's your name? You get a cart. You're going to move in. They're going to tell you any and everything you want to know about the organization. And then from there, we have our interest meetings, explain the requirements, and boom, you're part of a brotherhood.
Alistair, you didn't talk about the ice cream parties, man.
Oh,
Tell them about the ice cream parties.
Yeah, you want to explain Collegiate Week?
I don't remember the events, but I'll try.
You want to explain it?
Collegiate Week?
Yeah, man. Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess it's back to me. So, with Collegiate Week.
But what about the ice cream party, man?
You want the ice cream? Okay. Ice cream party, I'll transition to that after the Collegiate Week.
Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah. So, with Collegiate Week, pretty much is we host it every semester, the fall and spring semester. And it's in conjunction with Collegiate Women, our collaborative effort in order to bridge the gap again as far as understanding that we're both, yes, separate organizations, but at the same time, we have that same intention of establishing mentorship and community service on the campus and off campus as well. So with Collegiate Week, we're surrounded with a theme. In November, I believe it was Collegiate-ish, based off of, what was it? Yep, Blackish or Grownish.
Right, the show.
Yep, okay. The TV show, yep. And then also we did a Nickelodeon versus, what was it, Disney? Yep, the Disney theme. We'll take pictures, you know, just to get notoriety out and saying, hey, we got events going on. The students will see it, and sometimes they'll pop out. I remember in November we had something where it was cold. Coldest in November it had ever been for me. Mm-hmm. And mainly we literally just set up a table. We was offering cookies and cocoa.
Okay.
You know, $2, cool. You know, and that's just a fundraising event that we do in order to support our efforts to have even more events hosted on campus. And even so with that, we also had slushies this semester. We did line dancing as well. We also did Feeding the Valley partnership over in Phoenix City that we took a part of. But Collegiate Week definitely is something as an incentive for our guys as well as collegiate women to take part of and have that experience.
Outstanding. Now, I want to talk about this is a question for each individual. Mm-hmm. How has joining the Collegiate 100 helped you?
Oh, man. I'm going to let Mario start with that.
So, I was one of those people that didn't like leaving their rooms. When I first came to college, my idea was this. Come, get my degree, leave, and get into my career and make money. That's the idea I had. And then, having Joshua as my roommate, he'll come pester me every single day. Like, hey, join Collegiate 100. Hey, join Collegiate 100. I tell him no. Countless times. And then one day I just attended the interest meeting. I was interested. We had the midnight basketball event. It was going good at first. A little shake up and things, but that's cool. So I understood I wanted to help out and like actually plan events thoroughly, make sure there's alternatives in case we have problems. Doing that, he did recommend me to join the e-board. I was against that too as well, but now I'm here on the e-board. Joining the Collegiate 100, though, definitely helped me get more involved on campus, learn more about different organizations and things on campus, get more into the community of Columbus, because I do love helping the community. They allowed us to form the partnership with Boys to Men, go out and mentor the youth. I get chances to play basketball with the kids. Even in my free time, I get to go down, play basketball.
The Boys to Men organization here?
The Boys organization.
Shauna Love.
Shauna
Shout
Love.
Shout out Shauna Love. All right, go
That's
ahead.
Crazy. We had an event with them on. I want to talk about that when they were talking about health and wellness.
Okay.
Wrote emotions on the ball. They passed it around.
Okay.
They talked about the emotion or a time that they felt the emotion. And I related to some of the kids. Some of them said they were scared of isolation. I don't like isolation either. But joining it definitely helped me experience and see things from other people's perspectives.
Outstanding.
Charlie Martin here. I would say joining Collegiate 100 has definitely broaden my horizon as a college student. So last semester, it was my first semester in college. And I've always loved doing community service when I was in high school. And since I'm an education major, I always wanted to find ways that I could start basically volunteering in the schools early. But fall semester, I really didn't know anything. Spring semester, I ran into Josh in the CAF. He pestered me for about 2 days. I told him I wasn't interested. Then he somehow got my number. He called.
Hold on. You have to tell people what the CAF is. Because you say CAF, this college term. Tell them what the CAF is.
The CAF is like where we go get food, the cafe, cafeteria, yeah.
Right, okay.
So Josh, he pestered me in the CAF. Then I told him no. He got my number somehow. He called me for another 2 days. He was like, just come out to this event. Just see what we do. So I went to the event initially. I told him I still really wasn't interested. Then the next day I end up just riding with him for a whole day, and I actually got to see what he does and what they do as an organization. I got to learn more as far as the community service, the campus engagement, and the community outreach. And joining, I've been able to, as O said, volunteer a lot more, which I truly enjoy doing. Volunteering with the kids at Boys to Men, when we go out to schools and volunteer. About 2 weeks ago, we went to Arnold Middle School and we helped them with their family night. That was just hilarious. The parents loved us out there. The students loved us. It was just a great time. So joining Collegiate 100 has definitely helped me with community engagement and then campus engagement as well. I've gained a lot more connections since I've joined.
What you want to see? I just want to talk about the cookout and being able to play cards with the families out there. They accept it and welcome them. Sometimes I see the families out and they be like, oh, hey, Mr. C100. So it's good being recognized for our efforts and work.
Yeah. Me, as far as my experience of joining, I joined fall of 2023. And the opportunities that they have right now, it wasn't really available to us. And it wasn't nothing to blame of the leadership that was there on campus. It was mainly because of COVID. A lot of students, they were transitioning to that time of we're so isolated in home or at home. How is it that we can get back out and do what we were doing prior to COVID? And opportunities, they were slowly, it was slowly changing. And fast forward into this year, definitely had the opportunity to be the mentor and community service chair. I just wanted to make an impact. I wanted to make a difference. I was like, well, the students are always complaining. Well, what is it that we can do about it? I just don't want to sit there and see something not happen. And, understanding and realizing 10 to 12 years down the road, I could have did this. I wish I did this. And instead, why not do it now when you have the chance to do so? And for me, it was of importance that I wanted to recruit people in. I didn't want to be the biggest and so-called the best, but I also wanted to be the best, but with that backbone of, they're actually doing what they're seeing and they're doing. They're doing it the right way. They're actually being constructive and responsible as far as having that student engagement, recruiting, and also having the right people in those positions that they're accountable and responsible as far as leadership and as well as getting on ground. And as O mentioned with our cookout, it was a community cookout. We even put it out on WRBL and other news stations as well to get people out and just support our calls,
And even, yes,
sir, even with the students, we probably at least had about, 300-400 students that night come out doing line dancing. You couldn't even walk. You had to, shoulder to shoulder, push people out of the way.
I like that. I like that. Well, gentlemen, in closing, is there anything that maybe you guys want to cover or maybe you forgot or something you just want to put out in closing?
Sure.
You did a great job, man. You put out a lot of great information.
Yes, sir.
I love the soundbite about recruiting for the Collegiate 100. So in closing, what do you want to say?
Sure. I want to say thank you for the opportunity of being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Definitely getting the voice out and to explain and elaborate as to who we are as an organization.
What's your name?
Joshua Glass.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say thank you for having us here. And I will also say, since we've been talking about it a lot, we are big on community service. So any organization or any business out there, if they need any help, any volunteering, you can reach us at CSU@gmail.com, where we will be willing to volunteer or give any help needed for any organization.
Oh, thank you. I'm Marion Gartner here. And I would just like to say thank you as well for having the opportunity to speak. But my final message was, man, just join C100. Get out there and join it. Something we look forward to is we got ideas from the past president about things that he wanted to do, but may not have had enough members at the time coming out of the COVID era. So we will definitely bring back a lot of those events. And recently I found out about something called a National Award for Collegiate 100. And I'm one of those people, if I hear about something, I want to win it. So Columbus State definitely going for National C100 thing.
You mind if I miss one more thing?
go ahead.
Yeah, so sure, one more thing. It's just acknowledgement of an accomplishment that we had this year. And the first time in 4 years, we finally earned ourselves an award. And that award was the most registered, our most improved registered student organization of the year. And this just goes to say that with the hard work that we've done, complete over 1,200 hours of community service. Like I said, that student engagement definitely was something that the students actually nominated us and accounted for. That, hey, we're an organization that really isn't of that D9 background. But also, we're just, you know, black students are really young men that are trying to make a difference on campus. And, you know, that made that impact from there. We're still trying to get that trajectory going. We want that momentum.
Outstanding. This has been Sunday Conversation with Riley. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.